This is the VOA Special English Education Report. 1,000 young people from around the world attended the International AIDS Conference last week in Mexico City. They were there to represent the 5 million young people living with HIV and the more than 15 million who have lost parents to AIDS. 21-year-old Andrew Francis from Jamaica says young people must be active at every level of AIDS policy making. If not, he says, there will continue to be programs and policies that do not connect with the realities of young people. 23-year-old Mary Awor Odhiambo of Kenya became infected 4 years ago after having unprotected sex. She says the drugs that she and others take to control HIV give them the appearance of being healthy. But people on antiretroviral therapy can still pass the virus to others. So, her advice to young people?
Never trust anybody, not even themselves. Even if you have to go like for sex, at least they should use a condom, because in this world you can't tell who has the virus now.
Other young delegates talked about difficulties facing AIDS education and prevention efforts. 20-year-old Himakchu Piplani is from India.
Things back home are not very good. First and foremost, the sex education program has been banned by 12 Indian states. So that's not a good thing, because we're not getting adequate knowledge and information anymore. Secondly, the legal framework in India is not very good when it comes to HIV/AIDS and young people. We have laws that criminalize homosexuality. We have laws that criminalize drug use.
The young people at the AIDS conference included teenage peer educators. Conference organizers invited 17-year-old Vanessa John Malawi to speak about her work in Tanzania.
I'm a peer educator in school, and my role as a peer educator is I provide accurate information to my other students. And it is accepted, and I think by going on doing this, it will make a really big change.
Another delegate, Alicia Ross of Australia, lost her mother and stepfather to AIDS when she was a teenager. She later started a non-profit group called YEAH, Youth Empowering Against AIDS.
When you think about the fact that the majority of people in the world with HIV and the majority of people in the world affected by HIV are young, that means that the majority of people with the experience are young. So it makes perfect sense that we are at the center of responding to this pandemic.
Alicia Ross saw hope in the large presence of young people at the latest International AIDS Conference. At the first one she attended 8 years ago in South Africa, she says there were just 30 delegates under the age of 30. And that's the VOA Special English Education Report by Nancy Steinbach, with reporting from Mexico by VOA's Roseanne Skirbel. For more on the conference, go to voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.